Well, coming up very soon on Saturday, October 27th, the Atlantic BPW will be hosting once again its Fall Craft Show. We're going to talk about that this morning with Jackie Wickey, who stopped by. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me in and support.
Well, everyone is talking about time and the amount of time we've spent here lately with Atlantic's 150th birthday and a lot of the activities that go on around that. Atlantic BPW has been around for a good chunk of that time.
We have. We've been around 83 years now. We were chartered in 1935, so we have celebrated some major milestones, too.
I bet. And I'm sure with, the, like a lot of other folks, too, looking kind of back into the history of some of that stuff, too. It's always kind of fun to see where the group has been.
Definitely a lot of history in there, you know, from where the things, the women's issues and stuff like that that we support, you know, from even being able to vote, you know, going through the women's suffrage like that, to what we have today. So a lot of history.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of help, too. The Atlantic BPW has been in the forefront locally with a lot of opportunities here in the community with different types of projects, with scholarship opportunities. It's been a real help for a lot of folks.
We've got some wonderful people that have won our scholarships, and we give right now $3,000 scholarships each year, and that's because of our support that we've had from our major fundraisers, like the Exit 113 dance and our fall and spring craft shows.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk craft show, because that's what we came here to talk about
today.
It's coming up on Saturday, October 27th. You have lots of vendors lined up?
We still have some room. Right now, we have 38 spaces sold, so we still have some room, but it's a couple weeks away yet. So they could call Becky Bonney. She's my co-chair that takes care of all of the vendors. Her phone number would be 254-0838 if anybody hearing this now would think, oh, I want to get in there. So we still have some spaces left. We do have 27 different vendors that's already signed up. So that's quite a few different types of items that we have.
Yeah. What types of items? Do you know?
Well, there's a few home-based businesses that's going to be there, like a Tupperware, Pampered Chef, and something new, real-time pain relief. I'm kind of anxious to see that, what that's all about. We've got the hypnosis gentleman that will be coming back again. He really likes to visit with lots of people, and, you know, he does some wellness hypnosis and things like that. A lot of things. We've got baked goods. Right now, one pops up at us is cupcakes. A cupcake seems like to be the real favorite thing anymore right now. Horseshoe art, canvas painting, crocheted and knitted items, handmade sewn crafts. Then we've got soup and baking mixes, jams, jellies, honeys, and baked breads, rag rugs, soy candles, towels. I've just got so many things written down here, but there's just a great assortment, it looks like, right now. Of course, we'll be having Christmas and Halloween items that people will have. Some glass ornaments one of the vendors is having. So there'll be something for everyone.
Absolutely. That's a lot of variety. How do you find all these people? Do they find you?
Well, a lot of our list, we just continue on, you know, from spring to fall, and every year we just send our emails out, our applications, and they find us. You know, they hear about us a lot, and we just get a lot of continued from year-to-year support.
Well, and I'm guessing some of these vendors are probably fairly popular locally. They show up at other activities and events that go on, so people look for them at these different events?
They sure do, yes. I have different calls, you know, even closer to the time, asking if certain ones have been there. And we keep a good record, because even after the show, Becky and I both have phone calls wanting to know who was there and how could they get a hold of them, that they've gone home and thought about something, they want to try to get a hold of that person to order. So
make sure you grab a card or something while you're there, or at least jot some notes down with you when you come on by. This is just meant to be a fun day.
It is. We are open from 9 to 3. We charge 50 cents for admission, and that will give everybody a chance to win an item that one of the vendors, each of the vendors will donate something that the names will be drawn. We do draw about every 20, 30 minutes, so we've got a lot of
a lot of opportunity
yes,
for folks.
Yes, for people to win a little something to take home that way, too.
50 cents?
Yes.
Jackie, how in the world do you make any money?
Well, you know, it's amazing how how 400 people kind of adds up a little bit there. But that's really just to kind of tell us how many people go through the doors. And we feel like 400, 450 for a one-day, six-hour show is pretty good. So that's people that are coming into the town of Atlantic. You know, they spend some time at the craft show, but they're probably spending time other places here in town, too.
Well, and you think about it, it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's what, all of 6 hours?
Yes.
What can you do for 6 hours worth of entertainment that's going to get you home for 50 cents?
You bet. And just for that, and you get the chance of the door prizes. And then we have lunch that we will be open, the concession stand. That's how we make our money, through the concession stand and renting the spaces. But our concession stand, we always have our Sloppy Joes, which BPW is getting kind of known for our Sloppy Joes. We use the same recipe all the time. We don't vary it very often, so that's pretty good. Homemade potato salad, homemade pies. So it's good food, and that's where we kind of make all our money to put towards our projects.
Sure. Now, I know it's sponsored by the Atlantic Business and Professional Women, but you welcome everyone who'd like to come
we
in.
We sure do. Anybody can come in, and there's always a lot of guys there just kind of checking things out. Well, one of the items we have is horseshoe art. That's always interesting, and there's just come for lunch.
Oh, we've all seen it before. Guys might think they were reluctantly dragged along, but then they get there and they find a few things that they're kind of interested in. And the next thing you know, it's kind of like, well, I'll go over this way and you let me know when you're, you know, got
That's
your thing
for
taken
sure.
care
and
of.
And people to talk to. We
exactly.
find a lot of them. You know, if they don't find something they want to look at, they'll go have coffee with somebody else that they've seen there for the same reason.
You bet. And I suppose there's some folks that probably bring the kids, too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the kids like it because there's always something that those little ones like to put on and wear right away.
Well, and the vendors like it, too. There's a lot into the power of persuasion when someone's child says, Mommy, can I have that?
Definitely. That's for sure.
It always helps, right? You talked about some of the opportunities of scholarships, the community projects and things. These are important aspects to the community, not just to the group, to be able to provide these kinds of things. Scholarships are, we understand that. What types of community projects?
We give to just anything that we get a request for. We help the Cass County Museum, the Hitchcock House. So that's other things besides just Atlantic. We help the fire department, the fireworks in the summertime. We've helped students up at the schools for different places that they may getting the opportunity to go for some type of trip or something like that. Anything that we get a request for, the committee gets together and decides what and how they can help and how much. We have been able to put our budget up substantially because of our successful fundraising, along with the scholarships that we're able to give extra scholarships. And we're kind of different in that way because we give out non-traditional scholarships. I had a gal that I happened to see on Facebook, and she had a note, does anybody know anywhere where old people can get a scholarship? Well, boy, I was right on that and got her the information. And she is raising her children, but she was wanting to get back into college, further her education, to go into teaching. And so that's what she's doing now. I don't know how she gets everything done because she's being active in our group. She's got two little boys and going to night classes and taking care of her home, but that $1,000 scholarship, and she has won for 2 years, and she also won our state scholarship last year, too. So she is a great person to testify for what it can help with.
Well, and there are... That situation is a lot more common than we realize, too.
It sure is.
And in some cases, it's not as common as we'd like it to be because folks just feel like there are too many barriers. It's just too difficult to accomplish. And if you can help them out with some scholarship opportunities, that's the incentive to maybe to put them over the top.
It sure is. And she's just been wonderful. We've got a really great group of the scholarship winners this year. And with that, they get a year's membership with our organization. We tell them you can be as active as you want. You know, we're welcome. We love to have you come to every meeting, but, you know, they come and they do what they can because they enjoy getting involved and the, you know, just getting together with everybody to mentorship.
Sure. Yeah. You bet. I assume there's always room for more in the room.
There's always room for more. We meet every, the third Wednesday of each month. We have a business meeting at a restaurant around, or sometimes we meet at the college and we have a catered dinner. This year, our meeting will be at the Armory, and because the election's coming up, it's going to be Denise O'Brien speaking to us on just getting out there and voting, and we'll have a catered meal by Sweet Joy. So we try to kind of spread it all around, and, you know, last for our first meeting of the year, we went to Wyota, so we kind of spread things around and try to include everything.
Yeah, well, and see a few different sites once in a while, too, just to get around. Talk a little bit about, then, that craft show coming up again. It's this coming up Saturday, October 27th. When and where?
It's 9 to 3, and it's out at the Cass County Community Center, which is out on our beautiful fairgrounds, 805 West 10th, if you need the address, here in Atlantic. Concession stand will be open with rolls and coffee right away in the morning, and when the Sloppy Joes get heated up, we'll be serving those as soon as anybody wants one. Come out for coffee, pie, rolls, whatever you want. We have to-go containers, so you can take one home for supper that night, too.
Very good. A lot of folks look forward to it each and every year, so make sure you put that on your calendar. Things to do coming up here real quick. Jackie, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And thanks to you and Becky and all those that are involved in helping to coordinate, organize this every year. It doesn't happen automatically.
No, it doesn't, but we've got a great group, and we all work well together. So.
Very good. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your support and letting me come and visit about it.